Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And today we have a witness with us who has been to a special place. He's been to heaven. Dr. Gary Wood. You surely want to go back and get this week on archives if in case you were just now tuning in. Because today, Gary has entered into the gates by the only way that you can. The Bible says Jesus said, I'm going to the Father. And the only ones who can go to the Father are those who have been born again, washed in the blood. And so the city is prepared for them. Yes, it is the place for us.
Yes,
and Gary has seen this city as he's coming up the hillside, and now he's inside the city. And first he meets his friend John, who was decapitated in an automobile accident at a very young age. How old?
Well, John had to be about 17.
17 years old.
It happened to me when I was 18.
Yeah, so it's your good dear friend. And there, you're assured that there's nothing wrong with anybody. They go to heaven, and everything is just right. So John was chosen to be your guide. Mm-hmm. And he took you to the library. And in the library, you were describing yesterday that you had seen a reenactment of the parting of the Red Sea by Moses. You'd
yes.
seen Moses. You described him as very
yes.
tall and stately and
yes,
white hair and one of the elders. He's,
yes,
of course, one of the elders.
Absolutely.
And then did you see any of the other things in the library?
Well, I saw scrolls of spiritual growth here upon the Lord. It's recorded where we grow in the Lord.
You saw your own?
I saw my own, and I saw, what happens is after you receive Jesus Christ and as you begin to grow in the Lord, I saw that. The record of souls that you win personally, people that you introduce and win personally, the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's...
Are their names written there?
Their names are written there and written down, and then... Over on a table, it was a table much like where we're sitting here. It was just a table, and there was the Lamb's Book of Life, and it was a book, and it was a thick book, really thick, and it was made out of lamb's wool, white, pure sod lamb's wool. And my friend opened it up, and he flipped over and found my name. Now, the name that I was born under is a different name than I am right now, because I was adopted when I was 6 years of age, and my parents abused me and my little sister, and they abandoned us, and we were adopted by the Wood family. And so when I saw my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it said Gary Lynn Wood, and right next to it, it said, paid in full by the precious red blood of Jesus.
Mm.
Now, I saw on different occasions people receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I'll explain one here in just a moment. But when someone would receive Jesus, the first thing that would happen on the earth, someone would receive Jesus, and then the word would get to heaven. And word would go out to whoever... that person's relatives or friends were that
in
they
heaven.
Had, mm-hmm. in heaven that they had received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Man, there was tremendous excitement, tremendous rejoicing. The angels would go then to the books we talked yesterday about. The Book of Life.
Where your name is written when you come into the earth.
When you come into the earth. And everything you do, every thought, every deed, every word, all these mm-hmm. things record there. The angel goes there, takes this red cloth, and this is what I saw, a red cloth, and wipe away all those transgressions. Psalms 103
because
says...
Because you're a brand new creature.
You're a new creature.
Anything that old man did...
Yes.
Good or bad.
It's wiped away. It's good or bad. It's all
it's
wiped away.
It's a blank
away.
Page.
And then your name, I saw them literally write the name like I saw my name. I saw it written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Transferred over there.
And it said... And then next to it, it'd go paid in full by the precious red blood of Jesus. And it was in red, and I witnessed that. Now, I saw that. I saw it in action. I was over on the hillside of glory, and I was sitting in what looked like bleachers in a football game.
Okay, now later on, you're going to get to a place in heaven. Is it right? It's not right after you're in the library, but you're describing something that happened later.
Well, I'm in the library still when I'm seeing this.
Oh, okay.
That's right. I'm in the library.
You're in the library and you see a scene.
When I see a scene.
Okay.
And I see myself and others sitting over on the hillside of glory. and we're just sitting on the bleachers, and this man comes down and receives Jesus Christ
on earth.
On earth.
So now, from the hillside and from the bleachers, the Bible says there's a great cloud of witnesses.
Hebrews chapter 12.
So you saw the witnesses.
That's what I saw.
What were they witnessing?
They were looking down and watching and pulling for people.
They looked down. There was a hole they could see down through, an opening?
Just opening a portal, just a hole. They looked
portal.
Down. Now, they didn't see bad things. They weren't watching, observing all kinds
yes.
of. They were just pulling for their loved ones. They were saying, come on, we've run our race. We finished the assignment. We finished our course. Now you finish your course. We talked about Pastor Osteen at the beginning of this series of teachings. Mm-hmm. Pastor Osteen is known for this little phrase. He used to always say this, great it is to dream a dream when you stand in youth by the starry stream. But a greater thing is to fight life through and at the end say, the dream is true. And he'd always say that. And, you know, and he called me and he encouraged me to put my book into writing.
Yes.
And so into a book or my experience into uh-huh. a book form. So, you know, people that are up there, all your loved ones, they're saying, come on, listen, you know, don't grow weary in well doing. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Brother Hagin one time in a meeting, someone asked him, they said, Brother Hagin, I've done everything you've said. I was in a pastor's conference, Clovis, New Mexico, years ago. I've done everything you've said. I've done Mark 11:23, all this. And the pastor's question was, how long do I stand? And I'll never forget it. It's indelibly printed in my spirit what Papa Hagin said. He looks at that brother and he said, if you're willing to stand forever, it won't take very long. In other words, we're going to have some opposition. But if you're willing to say, bless God, devil, if it's a fight you want, it's a fight you're going to get. But when the dust settles, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Well, that's what I was witnessing. I was witnessing all these people saying,
They've run their race.
Yeah, well, they
so
finished.
They're looking down on their loved ones still running the race.
Yeah, don't get discouraged. Come on. It's mm-hmm. And they're saying, listen, we know we've already been over here at the mm-hmm. and seen the preparation for the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close. We've seen the kitchen. We've seen mm-hmm. everything that's happening, you know, and they're sitting at the table. Come on, get ready, mm-hmm. get ready. So that's what I was witnessing. This man came forward, received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior.
On the earth.
Mm-hmm. Someone there that knew his mother, in heaven, his mother was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They leave quickly, and I leave with them. Now, this is all, I'm seeing all this from the library scene.
Mm-hmm.
I leave with them very quickly, and we just go. There's no hindrance. There's no mm-hmm. restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to another section of heaven where she's at,
mm-hmm.
and they say to her, "Rejoice." Your son is coming home again,
mm.
and all the angels have to just stand there with folded wings, because they're created beings. But the people worship; they begin to get excited and get happy. I saw all that in that room in the library.
In the library,
yeah, because people think we're going to in heaven just float on a cloud.
Yes.
But we're not. We're going to learn.
So you saw them over there, and you saw them rejoicing when that came home. Now you're in the library, and John is with you. And do you go anyplace else after that?
No. Well, we leave after there and go to God's throne.
Oh, you went straight to the throne?
Right to the throne room.
Whoa.
And it's a grand auditorium. I describe it as the magnitude of a great sporting activity where, you know, a professional football team.
Huge
it's of that
area.
Huge. Different levels, different activities. People are worshiping, people are playing, people are doing all kinds of activity.
Singing.
In Revelation 22:3, the Bible says, the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. And there we're just going to serve. We're just going to serve Jesus. And we'll have times to individually be just alone with him.
Well, now, did you see Jesus' throne as well? Like, Or did you see just the father's?
I just saw the father's throne.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw around the father's throne, the Holy Spirit represented by what looked to me like, Sister Billy, candlesticks, the menorah.
Menorah. That's exactly
what
right.
Like.
Boy,
right?
Wait till you get my teaching on the book of Revelation.
Really? I can hardly wait.
It is exactly
well,
right.
Well, that's what I saw. Now, I saw,
you saw it.
I saw around God's throne that it looked just like the menorah.
That's it? That's how he
and,
is there.
And it was a flame, and that was what I was told was the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my, Gary.
That's exactly
when
it.
I teach on the Holy Spirit, when I teach on the book of Revelation, I'm going to have to come and have you give a witness on that.
I would love to.
Okay, go ahead. So you saw the Holy Spirit as a menorah.
Because
it's not a candlestick. Mm-mm. A candlestick is just a straight stick and a candle's on it and you burn the wick. A menorah holds oil.
Yes, ma'am.
And oil is the type of the Holy Spirit, and he's seven branched.
That's what I saw. I saw seven different.
Exactly right.
Seven. It's not like a little candlestick that you put on your.
No. That is the Holy Spirit,
table.
and it's very. It's told us in the book of Revelation. Now, when you saw the Father
around the Father's throne, let me say that there was a beautiful emerald rainbow, but it would turn in colors at times, and again have this multifaceted display of brilliant colors that you just cannot describe. Again, it's different colors that I don't know what to say. I know yellow, green, blue, mm-hmm. orange, but I don't know what these colors are.
Now, this rainbow, was it a half of a circle or it was a full circle?
It just went a full circle over the throne.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of, it was a half circle and then disappeared
mm-hmm.
into the sides like.
Mm-hmm.
God's throne, there was this beautiful sea of crystal clear. It was just a glass, pure glass-like, but it was diamonds.
Before his throne. You think that's what the Bible talks about, the crystal sea?
It was, you could see all the way, you could, yes, ma'am, it was solid. There's a gemologist, we used to go to a place where they sell Rolex watches,
mm-hmm.
where they sell real expensive jewelry, because I've had too many of them come to me and tell me this, so that's why I'm stating this. They tell me there's an impurity in gold.
In our gold.
They say when that impurity is removed, gold becomes crystal clear. And a form of that is platinum, but it becomes crystal clear, and you can see all the way through it. It's transparent. And that's what I was seeing. There was a reflection off of that.
Off of that sea.
Off that sea. And I saw God. God didn't appear as an old man sitting up, you know, waiting for you to make mistakes so he could slap you over the knuckles. He wasn't that kind of, he was a young man.
He and you knew vibrant. He loved you?
I was overwhelmed with love. And the peace is beyond description. It's just.
Well, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow, Gary.
Oh, I'm in it right now.
I know you're in it right now, but we're going to have to say goodbye until tomorrow. And we are going to be back tomorrow when we will begin in the throne room of God. What a place to begin. Gary has a book, A Place Called Heaven. His ministry is at Post Office Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487. That's Gary Wood, Wood Ministries. Shalom until tomorrow.